Now, just one final word. I've emphasised the importance of this particular course, emphasised its importance as a basis for study as well as for practice. But this study and this practice do not take place in isolation. The study and the practice both take place, so far as we are concerned, within the context of a spiritual movement. And this movement is, of course, what we call the Friends of the Western Buddhist Order, together with its inner nucleus, the Western Buddhist Order. And this movement, this spiritual movement, within the context of which we practice and study, exists to put into actual practice and realization the ideas, the ideals which have been outlined in the present course. The FWBO represents a group of people trying, in close association, in friendly association, to achieve, each one for himself, each one for herself, and also together, I won't say collectively, but together, the higher evolution. Trying, that is to say, to follow the spiritual path, or in traditional language, traditional terminology, the path to enlightenment. Now I hope, and I can only hope, that all of you, having heard these lectures, having sat here patiently now for 8 weeks, many of you, I can only hope that you've now become thoroughly dissatisfied with yourselves. And I can only hope in parting, in concluding this series, that you'll continue to be dissatisfied, that you'll become more and more and more dissatisfied. So dissatisfied indeed that you'll feel like doing something about it, so that perhaps you'll start at least thinking about embarking yourselves on the course, on the great adventure, on the great enterprise of the higher evolution of man.